give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
Violet, wait! Violet! Violet!
I thought you said you could keep up.
You're doing this deliberately, aren't you?
Am I?
It's some sort of test. I take it I failed.
Never mind, I'll still marry you, probably.
What's that supposed to mean?
Cyril, really?
It's not something to joke about.
What's brought this on?
I don't want to leave you alone.
Well, this is a change of tune. What happened to it's only 7 months, it's only Coventry. When I get back, they're going to double my salary. Have I convinced you that money doesn't matter at last?
Money does matter. I want you to swear you'll be faithful.
What?
I think you heard me.
Cyril Morton, this is not the Dark Ages.
I mean it. If I thought you'd been looking at another man, I'd...
What? What would you do?
The Solitary Cyclist by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Dennis Quilley as Bob Carruthers and Susanna Harker as Violet Smith. The Solitary Cyclist.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of such sad news, Miss Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Carruthers. But the truth is, my mother and I have had no word from my Uncle Ralph in over 20 years. None of our letters have been answered. I really can't feel his death as a personal loss.
Well, that's good. I'd hate to think we'd caused you any grief.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Woodley. Gentlemen, you've obviously been to a great deal of trouble to find me. Would you please explain what all this is about?
Certainly, Miss Smith, of course. Mr. Woodley and I have lived for some years in Johannesburg. We knew your uncle well. He was a friend of ours.
A very good friend.
It's pleasing to know that he wasn't without friends.
We were with him when he died. And it was his last wish that we should find his relations back here in England and see that they were in no want.
He remembered us in his will?
Not exactly.
Not exactly? What do you mean, sir?
I'm sorry to say that your uncle died in poverty.
I don't think the old boy even made a will, did he, Bob?
I don't believe so, no.
Then I don't understand.
It's simple. He was poor, but we are rich. Extremely rich. So he left you to us to look after, so to speak.
Mr. Woodley, neither I nor my mother are in need of charity.
Oh, Miss Smith, your uncle was entirely frank with us about your present circumstances.
Indeed.
And I hope that what I'm going to suggest will be acceptable to you.
And what are you going to suggest, Mr. Carruthers?
I'm a widower, Miss Smith, with a 10-year-old daughter. And I own a fine property in Farnham on the borders of Surrey.
Mr. Carruthers.
No, a job. He's offering you a job.
Very much better.
Is it good enough to play to Papa?
Oh, I think so.
Good. I like it here.
What, in England? Do you? Better than Africa?
Africa's horrid. People die there.
Oh, Catherine.
Is your mother dead too?
No, she's not. She lives in London. That's why I go there each weekend, to see her.
And your father?
No, Catherine, he is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. He died when I was about your age. A long time ago.
What was he like?
He was...